everyone. It's great to be in church today. Well, we're going to talk about the fire, starting a fire in our heart today. I just want to read a scripture, and it's in Matthew, and it says, and this is John speaking, he says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, and whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. We're going to talk about fire this morning, yes. But let's just bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. I just pray that this morning your Holy Spirit will just ignite a fire in our hearts. And Lord, this wildfire would just blow through this place today, Lord. We commit ourselves to you and yield ourselves to your moving. Lord, I pray these words will be life and health to everyone's flesh. In the name of Jesus, amen. So we talked last week about being witnesses, soul winners, and I thought the fire of the Holy Ghost would go right along with that. Yes. As we go into it. But how many people here ever tried to make a fire? Anybody here tried to make a fire? I was telling somebody the other day, a cool way to make a fire is if you take some paper, I'll just use this. I'm not going to make a fire in here this morning. You need the sun. But you take a bottle, and it acts as a magnifying glass. You let the sun go through it. You have a piece of paper, and it'll catch on fire. And we used to do a lot of stuff with our youth. When we used to youth pastor, we would do campouts. I'd camp them out in the woods in teepees in the middle of the winter. And we would do survival things. There might be 3 feet of snow. But one of the survival things was they had so much time to build a fire and boil water. And that sounds like something simple, but it can take a lot of time. You have to melt the snow. And, there's lots of, I think, of stories about fire. I guess I might as well just tell one more. I didn't tell it in the first service because my son wasn't here. But my middle son, he was always a character. He still is. But I can remember different times of telling him not to do stuff. And we always had a burn barrel. We had a farm. So burn barrels are like 45-gallon drums, this big around. And we always burn our garbage. Hope that doesn't offend anybody here that recycles. But we recycled it into ashes. And the ashes, we spread it back on the ground. And it makes fertile, or in the wintertime, it makes good, it almost acts like sand, you know, you sprinkle it on the ice. But anyhow, my son, you know, he was always getting into things. And so I told him, I said, Joel, go light that burn barrel, but don't use gas. And of course, I probably shouldn't have said don't. Because when you say don't to like about a 13-year-old, it means don't. And so he goes over the barrel, and he dumps a whole bunch of gas in it. Not a little bit, a whole bunch. And then he sticks his head down inside and goes, strikes the match. Poof. The sides of the barrel blew out. He lost all the hair on his arms and his eyebrows. And to this day, he's sitting right there. He has no hair on his arms. And I think that's the reason why. You know, ladies, I suppose if you want to get rid of it on your legs, you could do that when you're 14. You never have to go for a waxing again. But now we got to get serious and get back into this. But we're talking about the fire. And my first point is the fire of the Holy Spirit brings conviction in our life. We need the Holy Spirit in our life. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will be baptized with fire. But we need the Holy Spirit in our life. We need conviction in our life. Today, we live in a society that there's not much conviction. You know, everything goes. And, you know, our church is not just this, I'm not just speaking here. The church in general lacks the Holy Spirit in a strong way. And so it lacks conviction. You know, conviction tells you when you're doing something wrong. And And so a lot of times in our society today, there's not much conviction. Oh, it's okay to live with somebody. You know, like there's a lot of these things going on. But the Holy Spirit is our conviction. And I found a definition, a spiritual definition of conviction. It says the Holy Spirit convinces human beings of sin and of the reality of forgiveness through Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit convicts us. The Holy Spirit convicts us. I know when I was growing up, my mother was always my conviction. My mother was a strict lady. She was she was full of the fire. There's no question she was full of the fire. But you know, when I'd go out on a date, I'd always hear my mother sitting right on my shoulder saying, "You better be good." You know, it almost ruined the emotion when you were going to kiss your girlfriend, right? You know, because you could hear her voice, you know, right there with you. But conviction's good. Yes. Conviction brings purity. And it takes purity for the Holy Spirit to fly through us, ignite that fire. We need to have conviction and repentance in our life. And when we do, it opens up for a fire to be ignited in our life. Conviction is a good thing. Number two, the fire of the Holy Spirit burns out the dead areas in our life and brings new life. Fire can be a good thing. You know, we used to burn fields. An old field that hadn't grown anything in years, and there was weeds and stubble and all kinds of stuff. And we would light it on fire and let that whole field burn out. And about 2 or 3 days later, if there was some rain, you'd see through the black, because it would all be black, you'd start to see the green starting to come up through it. We think forest fires are bad. But they're not bad. Well, they can cause a lot of damage, but you know what? It burns out all that stubble, and it causes that regrowth, and the deer and moose and the animals, they begin to eat that tender grass or plants that start to come up. How many people know we have a lot of dry areas in our life? We have a lot of dead areas in our life that we need to get ruined. We need to get it taken out of our life. These dry areas hold us back. You know, you think, well, God can't light a fire in me. I'm too bad. I'm not worthy. I'm not right. But you know what? He works best with dry wood. We may be all dead here in this place, but he can ignite a fire quicker through our deadness, right? And bring new life to us. It's amazing how the fire works. You throw the dead dry stuff on and it ignites. You know, it takes three things to start a fire if you're trying to make a fire. It takes an igniter, something that's going to cause a spark. It takes fuel and it takes oxygen. Three components. And these three components will not start a fire unless they're all three there. You can't start one with two. You need all three. You know, the Holy Spirit is the igniter in our life. He can ignite it. Our flesh is the fuel. We just need to get that in line. And you know, I believe the oxygen is a joint venture with the Holy Spirit. We need to begin to first worship the Lord. See, because it starts with us. We have a part to play in this. But you know, when we begin to worship the Lord, when we begin to invite his presence, when we begin to pray, it begins to ignite. And the Holy Spirit will come in like a big wind and start a wildfire. Amen? Amen. Just let that settle. We need all those components to start a fire in our life. The Bible says in Acts, it says they were in one accord and prayer, all prayer and supplication. You know, if we want to start a wildfire in our life, first of all, we need to be in prayer. And we need to be in one accord. And on the day of Pentecost, they were all in one place. They were all in one accord. There was probably 120 of them, they figure. There's probably that many here. But they went to prayer and supplication. They were waiting on God. And what happened? They heard the sound. It seemed like it was a rushing wind that began to sweep through the whole place. You know, what if we could hear that sound right now? That rushing wind that would sweep through this place. And what happened? There was fire that sat on them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. You see, when we become unified in all in one accord, when we begin to allow the Holy Spirit to move on us, when we begin to worship and pray, the fire of the Holy Spirit comes. The fire of the Holy Spirit comes. We need to be more attentive that way. You know, I know when I was growing up, we would be in services, prayer meetings, where the fire of God would fall. I'd be a kid. You know, they'd be in there for hours. We go to church and we don't go to prayer meetings or we don't have prayer sessions anymore. And that's what we need to ignite the spirit, the fire in us. I can remember laying under the seats and then when the fire of God would hit, they'd pray for a while and those ladies and men, they would get full of the Holy Spirit. Everything would wake up, and even myself. It would wake you up. You couldn't help it. They were so excited. They get loud and they get exuberant, but they were feeling the power of the Holy Spirit in their life. Amen? And that's what we need to do, is ignite that fire. We need to get excited. We need to worship the Lord. You see, it says, number three, the baptism of the Holy Spirit in fire will give you power. Yes. In Acts it says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all of Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. It says, we shall receive power. See, this is the exciting part of my message. I like to talk about the power of God. How many people here want the power of God? We don't want to be just bench warmers. We don't want to be lukewarm. We want the power of God to be manifested in our life. And in the Greek it says that power, dunamis, the definition says miraculous power. I want miraculous power in my life. I want that. We should all want that. You know, the power of God makes us effective witnesses, it says. Story. There's a lame man. Peter and John, they were in the upper room. They're still filled with the Holy Ghost. They're still filled with the power of God. They were in that all-night prayer meeting. And they go, and they go to pray again a few days later. They're still full of the power. The fire is still burning in them. It's like a wildfire. It's out of control. And they walk to the temple to pray. And there's a lame man that's been there for years. He's been there. They probably knew him. And they had no money. But they said, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus. They took the power of God that they had in their life. And they used it. The power, the fire of the Holy Spirit. You know, if we could get that in our minds, that we could be full of the power of the Holy Spirit and the power that it gives us. The Bible says that, what? It says that, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. The Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with a new tongue. They shall take up serpents. If they touch any deadly thing, it won't harm them. If they lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. If we want to be effective witnesses today, like we talked about last week about being soul winners, we need to be ignited by the Spirit. We need to be fired up by the Holy Spirit and have that power in our life. You think if you took that to your job and somebody was sick and you were full of the power of God and said, be healed in the name of Jesus, you think they'd believe? You see, our God's a real live God. There's lots of gods out there. You know, you can serve a Muslim God, you can serve a Hindu God, you can serve whatever you want to. But there's only one Jesus Christ, and he's full of the power of God. And he's given us those gifts. He's given us the ability to be full of the power and the fire of God. You know, we need to use this power. We need to use the power. You know, why would he give us the power? When Jesus ascended, he said he would send us the Holy Spirit. You know, I really believe that God gave us the Holy Spirit for now. That's our power. We can't do it without the Holy Spirit. Yes. He's everything to us. He guides us. He directs us. He comforts us. He's our power. Yeah. That's the tools that we have today. We need to use them to advance the kingdom, to be effective witnesses. Yes. Yes. Effective witnesses. The power. We need to be a church that's full of power. When we walk in, people sense that. They sense there's something different about me. You know, if you're a dentist or a dental hygienist, they should sense the power. When you take your hands and you put them on that person, and you begin to clean their teeth, they should start to feel the tingling power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Should be in our hands. We should be full of that power. When we shake people's hands, make a deal with them, if you're in sales or you're in corporate, they should feel the power of God in your hand. They should be able to sense that in the name of Jesus. We should be overcomers with the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit. You know, we really need this in our life. You know, it's a serious thing. When you look even at the Bible, when it says, they shall cast out demons. You know, I went to my daughter's basketball game. I was driving by a strip mall here in town. And it was a satanic building that invited people to come in. Oh, I don't want to call it a church, you know. But God has given us power over that. You see, there's no demon in hell that can destroy us when we're full of the fire of the Holy Spirit. But we have to be full of it. We need to be that wildfire. We can't be this little fire, this little ember that's not doing anything. We got to be like a big blaze in our heart, in our spirit. He rekindles us. You might be here this morning and say, well, I once found and felt the fire of God, but I don't feel it today. Like coals on a fire. I can remember every morning I'd go out. We had a big wood boiler on the farm that would heat water and it would pump through the house. I'd go out every morning and there would be coals there. And I'd stir them up and I'd throw some big green wood in there that wouldn't burn. And as soon as I turned the temperature so that the fan would kick on, and the fan started to blow on those coals, a fire erupted. We can be dry today. We could have once felt like we were on fire. We can be rekindled. You know, new Christians, they'll come to the Lord and they'll be on fire. And then it'll kind of burn down, right? But you have to keep fueling that fire. You got to keep putting wood on that fire to keep it going. We as Christians have to keep putting that fuel back on. And that's by worshiping him. That's by praying. That's by spending time with him. Keeping that fresh and anew in our lives. You know, we used to have a Bible school student. My son went to Bible school, and he'd bring this friend home with him. And you could hear him when he got out of bed. He'd be just praying in the Spirit, or he'd be just worshiping the Lord, singing to the top of his lungs. Then he'd be in the shower, and you'd hear him in there, "I love you, Jesus. I exalt you. You're the greatest God in the world. I'm full of your power and might today." And he'd be praying in the Spirit. And I'd get blessed listening to him. And Matt, I said, "Matt, what's going on with him?" He goes, "He does it every day." He said, "When we're at school," he said, "and we're all in the showers, you know, like they have big units," he said, "he's in there praying, 'In the name of Jesus, I bind the works of the enemy. I'm blessed at what I do.'" And he would light this wildfire. That's what we need in our lives today. You know, it takes our mouth to open to be a part of it. We can't start a wildfire if we won't start the oxygen coming out ourselves. But you know what? When we make that step forward and we begin to release oxygen out of our mouth, the Holy Spirit will come in just like a big wind and light a fire that's not extinguishable. You know, in the Old Testament, Moses, God talked to him through a burning bush. But that burning bush never burned out. It burnt forever. How many people here would like to be like that burning bush that never burns out? I know I would. I want that fire of God in my life every day. But we have to be a part of that. And then sometimes it's tough. But you know, the more you lay the fuel on it, the better it burns. The more pieces you put on it, the bigger the fire gets. You just got to start out. If all you can start out with lifting a little piece of wood to start the fire, lift a little piece of wood. If it's only a minute. And then the next day, maybe you got 2 minutes of worship and prayer. And then the third day, it's 3 minutes. And before you know it, you'll be on fire. You'll just burst into flames. And you'll start catching the houses right beside you on fire. You see, that's how it works. When a house catches on fire, what happens? The first thing they're doing is trying to put out the houses. They don't want the houses beside it to burn. Well, that's what we want. We want the Holy Spirit to flow to everybody that we meet, everybody we come in contact with. The fire. We need the fire in our life today. We need the fire. We need the fire. If the worship team could come back right now, we're going to sing a song. We sang it in the first service. We're going to end this way. I hope you'll take this. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray that the fire of the Holy Spirit burns in your soul today. The fire of God is important in our life. It's important. Take that little ember, that little coal that's so tiny. Like when you first start a fire, it can be so small that it would only be as big as the end of a pen. I don't know if you've ever seen that. The ember is real small. And you start to blow on it. It starts to grow. It starts to smoke. It starts to get bigger. Let's all stand. That's what we need today in our hearts. We're going to sing this song. We want God to start a fire in our heart. We want to be able to allow the fire of God to shut up in us to get out. We need that to burst, to ignite today. That's what we need if we want to be effective witnesses for Christ. We need the power of the Holy Spirit and fire to be evident. Sing this. We're going to sing it a few times. If you feel like you would like to have some special prayer, we would love to anoint you, Pastor Ken and I, and pray over you and agree with you that the Holy Spirit's going to light a new fresh fire in you. If you're dead and dry, look, you need to come up here and you need to catch on fire. You need to let those dry areas be burned out of your life and start and rekindle a new fire today. let's sing this song together. Let's just begin to allow the oxygen to go on the flames.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control.
I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control.
I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I want more of you, God. I want more of you.
I'm just going to pray for us all. Like I said, if you feel you want special prayer, you can come to the front. But I'm gonna pray, and we're gonna anoint anybody that comes. If you don't want to come, that's sure.
I just really feel, because sometimes we just sort of hold back because no one's broken the ice. But if you want, and it's you want a power of the Holy Spirit released in your life. The scripture says it's given in the Bible by the laying on of hands. That's one of the ways it was given, by the laying on of hands. And if you desire that in your heart, just come and line up right across the front here. We're going to lay our hands on you and believe that you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. But come out of a hunger. If you have that hunger, then you come. Pastor Larry will pray a prayer for us, and then we'll lay hands on you. So just come and just line right up across the front here. Amen. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord.
Amen. I think we'll lay hands on people first.
Amen, and Lord.
Pray like we did in the first service. Amen. You know, in the first service, we had this place full in the front. One lady told me after, she said, when you began to pray for me, she said, it felt like there was electricity in my tongue, is what she said. And there was people said, I felt the fire of God rekindle in my life. This is like Pastor Ken said, if you're hungry, if you're thirsty, if you want more, God will fill you. He'll fill you with that fire in the name of Jesus.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain. I want more of you, God. I long for more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. Experience the glory of your set a fire down in my soul. Can't contain, can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul. Can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Oh, I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Let it rain. So let it rain. Let it rain. Hey, yeah.
Feel the wind of your spirit.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Heartbeat of heaven, let us feel. Feel the rain of your love. Feel the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us feel. Heartbeat of heaven, let us feel. So let